This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is now, as you know, a recovery operation in Baltimore beneath the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Six people are presumed dead, the crew that was working on the bridge when it was hit. Federal investigators have recovered the ship's voice recorder. We know there was a power failure on board. We know that it will take months or more. We know that it will take hundreds of millions, maybe billions of dollars to rebuild. And the Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said today that it is going to be, and this is a quote, a long and difficult path to full recovery. We also know that part of this was physics. Mass times velocity equals momentum, enough momentum to take down that bridge within 1 minute. In other words, this was a very big vessel. Marketplace's Justin Ho gets us going with how cargo ships have been getting bigger.
Back in the 70s, when the Francis Scott Key Bridge was built, container ships were a fraction of the size that they are today. That's because there just wasn't as much global trade. Then came globalization, and it took off.
The more and more trade that was happening, the shipping companies were like, well, instead of sending more ships back and forth, how about bigger ships?
That's Susan Galisic, a professor at Colorado State University. She says companies realize that bigger ships are a lot more efficient. They carry more containers, they're more fuel efficient, and
some of the new ships require fewer people to run the ship. So they're reducing fuel and labor, which are the big variable costs in transportation.
In the last 10 years or so, ship sizes have exploded. Now the largest can handle more than 24,000 containers. Thing is, when ships get that big, they also get more risky.
Imagine looking for a source of fire in 25,000 containers.
That's Captain Rahul Khanna, Global Head of Marine Risk Consulting at the insurance company Allianz. He says today's big ships can't even dock at a lot of ports. And then there's what happens when one of these things, you know, crashes into something. Just a couple weeks ago, a container ship at a port in Turkey slammed into three cranes and destroyed them.
Such instances have been happening in the last few years. And as insurers, we are obviously concerned because the cost of these incidents have become quite high.
American ports have been spending a lot of money on upgrades to handle bigger ships. A few years ago, the Infrastructure Act set aside $17 billion for port repairs and expansion. Even so, Thomas Goldsby at the University of Tennessee says U.S. ports still have a lot of work to do.
We now need to have canals that are deep enough to accommodate these vessels coming alongside the port. You need to have the cranes to accommodate.
On the other hand, Goldsby says global trade has been slowing down, so we might see shipping companies embrace smaller ships again. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.